Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this snowy week's edition, we'll be looking at precision nutrition for prevention and management of type 2 diabetes, and finally, a story about increases in physical activity is as important as smoking cessation for reduction in total mortality in elderly men. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 625. Recorded March 9th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Precision Nutrition aims to prevent and manage chronic diseases by tailoring dietary interventions or recommendations to one or a combination of an individual's genetic background, metabolic profile, and environmental exposures. Recent advances in genomics, metabolomics, and gut microbiome technologies have offered opportunities as well as challenges in the use of precision nutrition to prevent and manage type 2 diabetes. Nutrigenomic studies have identified genetic variants that influence intake and metabolism of specific nutrients and predict individuals' variability in response to dietary interventions. Metabolomics has revealed metabolomic fingerprints of food and nutrient consumption and uncovered new metabolic pathways that are potentially modified by diet. Currently, the field of precision nutrition faces challenges, including a lack of robust and reproducible results, the high cost of omics technologies, and methodological issues in study design, as well as high-dimensional data analyses and interpretation. Evidence is needed to support the efficacy, cost-effectiveness, and additional benefits of precision nutrition beyond traditional nutrition intervention approaches. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links to this study published in the journal The Lancet. Physical activity at leisure by the elderly and its relationship to cardiovascular and non-cardiovascular mortality with and without competing risk has been scarcely described. The authors of a recent study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine determined the relationship between physical activity, smoking and 12-year cardiovascular disease, non-cardiovascular disease, and all-cause mortality in the elderly Oslo men screened for cardiovascular disease in 1972-73 and the year 2000. The study concluded that even at the age of 73 years, physical activity is associated highly with mortality between groups of sedentary and active persons. Allowing for competing risk did not weaken these associations markedly. Public health strategy in elderly men should include effort to increase physical activity in line with efforts to reduce smoking behavior. As always, discuss all exercise-related issues with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Superior leaders are willing to admit a mistake and cut their losses, by willing to admit that you've changed your mind. Don't persist when the original decision turns out to be a poor one. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.